Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
All right, we are going to call her Mandy. Hey, Mandy.
Hey.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
So you're feeling the economy in a different kind of way, huh?
Yeah, I live with my boyfriend, and he has been laid off, and I wait tables, so, you know, the economy kind of just sucks, and tips aren't what they used to be, and all this stuff. So it's kind of bad right now, and we've been late on rent a couple of times, and our landlord has already been like, you know, guys, this isn't working, you know, whatever, you're going to need to find a new place. When your lease is up, and my lease is up now, so my mom, you know, knows that things are bad right now, and she was like, you know, you can move in here, there's plenty of space, but she's, you know, and I understand she wants to charge us rent, she wants to charge us $250 a piece, and that'll cover expenses, you know, utilities, whatever, but she wants us to not live in the same room.
You have to be in separate, live in separate rooms in her house?
Yes.
And how long have y'all been dating?
We've been living together for a year. We've been together for over 2 years.
So she's worried about the premarital no-nos.
Yeah.
But she's okay with you living with him, right?
I mean,
obviously not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
She's okay with it. She's not thrilled, I guess. But,
Has she ever come over to your house together?
Has she what?
Has she ever come over and visited you at your house with your boyfriend? Or your apartment with your boyfriend?
Yeah. I mean,
but it's different.
Yeah,
it's there.
She likes him. She just doesn't, you know, she's old school. That's just what it is. But the thing is, like, okay, it's fine that she's old school and... But, you know, she wants to charge us rent and say that we can't, you know, be in the same room. So, you know, any other landlord, you know, you pay them and you don't have any choice. I mean, they don't have any say in who you have in your room or not, you know.
So, the problem here is you have zero leverage. You got nothing.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
It's you're totally right.
It's her house. And if you're going to stay there, I mean, it's the old cliche, but if you're going to live under her roof, you got to live with her rules. And she says you guys got to
be. Thing is, you know, I'm living under her roof and paying her rent, and it really is helping her out as much as it's, you know, helping. I mean, it's definitely helping us out, no doubt.
You don't sound very appreciative.
I'm totally, I mean, you know, we don't have anywhere else to go, so I really do appreciate it. But I also, you know, I love my boyfriend. Just because we're not married, you know, I don't know that I'd want to get married ever. You know, my mother is divorced. So
I could totally 1,000% understand, but it's the my house, my rules thing. And it is different, even though you are, I understand your argument that you're paying rent and it sucks, but if you could find it, you go look for another place at $500 a month. If you find one, and you do it all you want.
What does your boyfriend think about it?
Oh, he's really angry.
Angry?
Yeah. He thinks it's mole, and he thinks, you know, if we're paying you rent, it's just like any other apartment, and, you know, it's kind of rough because I'm like, it's my mom, we have to respect her.
So he's looking at it more like a business transaction.
Yeah.
And he's saying, look, if I'm paying, I should be able to do what I want. And your mom is saying, well... This is my house, so you guys have to do what I say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different if your mom was charging, had a tenant all the time, and she's charging rent. But, I mean, basically, you are imposing upon her to live there. So, I mean, there's...
I don't feel like I'm imposing it upon her, though. I mean, she's the one that brought it up, and she's the one that offered it, you know.
Yeah, she's trying to help you out because she's your mom. The tone just is making me less sympathetic to you as you keep talking.
Hey, Nicole, go ahead. You're part of the Burt Show.
I don't understand this generation. I mean, and then your boyfriend, he doesn't have enough respect for you to get you to marry him, even though you say you don't want to marry. And he's getting mad at your mom for allowing you two to come and stay there. I wouldn't even have a man come and live with my mother if we're not married. When me and my boyfriend go and visit my mom, we sleep in separate bedrooms because you're not married. I mean, why don't he go to his parents' house?
Wait, yeah, does he have somewhere else to go?
How? She has the right to tell you whatever she wants to tell you.
Go ahead, Mandy.
I was confused. She's married, and when she goes to her parents' house, they don't sleep in the same room?
That's what it sounded like.
No. Oh.
That's crazy to me.
Did she say it was her boyfriend, or she said it was
her
husband?
She said boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I don't think they're married.
Oh, okay.
That'd be a problem.
Hey, LaToya.
Yeah, that's different.
Good morning. I need to tell Mandy, first of all, quit griping. That is your mother, and you need to respect her. She still sees you as her daughter, and as long as you're under her roof, you live by her rules, period.com. If you can't live by her rules, then baby, take that $500 and get you an apartment, because you can, for that same 5 years to a pan, you can live on your own, because that's what I'm doing, and I pay less than $5 for bills, rent, and utilities. Either respect your mom and live by her rules, or baby, do it on your own.
Go to doitonyourown.com.
Period.
.com.org.
TC, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Good to hear from
you,
man.
Hey, TC.
Hey, what's going on?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, the parents got upper hand. I mean, first of all, they're not married, and you know what? All you need to do is just invest in some gift cards to restaurants, send the parents out to eat the dinner a couple of nights a week, and you'll be good.
I mean, the truth is, I mean, it is an old cliche, but she makes the rules. She makes the rules. Look at it. Just like a business transaction, if you're going through some classified ads or whatever, right, and you were looking for an apartment, and it said $500 rent, but you have to live in separate rooms. You can only have one person per room. If you didn't like that classified ad and that didn't fit your needs, you'd go on to the next classified ad. If you're looking at it just as a business transaction, if you don't like it, you got to find someplace else to go.
And if you don't like it, you can't fight your mom on this. You just have to respect her.
Like, even if I don't move in, I feel like if we don't move in, my mom is still going to be angry with me. I mean, it's just like now I feel like things are just messed up and we shouldn't have even discussed it to begin with because she knows that my boyfriend is mad and I'm not, I mean, to me it's a tough, weird kind of spot, but I'm not angry. It's just kind of like, okay, but you know, now even if we don't live there, my mom's going to be mad. So
well, that's another topic. Hey, Tracy, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Yeah, hi. This whole thing is just silly. She's an adult. She's a grown up. It's just like if she needs her mom's help, and she's going to be living there, so she's going to have to fork over something. And this whole sex thing, the boyfriend's just annoying. I mean, he's just annoying me. So just this is just ridiculous. I'm a parent, and I know if I put that on my kids, and my daughter's my daughter's boyfriend would not be living in my house with her because he needs to be handling his own business and taking care of business.
Your daughter. I said, how old is your daughter?
Oh, my daughter's not an adult, but I'm hoping that when she is an adult, that she's handling her business. If she needs to come back home, she's not going to come back home with any craziness like this. This is ridiculous.
The thing is,
my mom needs help with her mortgage, too, you know what I mean? So I don't feel like it's so I mean, I'm 25. I'm not a kid. I'm her kid. I know I'll always be her kid, but I'm not a kid, and she offered it. And
but she offered it,
her mortgage,
but she
so.
Offered it. She offered it with certain stipulations, mm-hmm. and she is an adult, and that is her house.
We got one call on all the calls that came in. Everybody's saying the same thing. You got to suck it up and quit griping, except one call.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, go ahead. You're on Q100.
No, I mean, I completely agree with you. You know, I can see where the other callers are coming from, and unfortunately, your mom does have you between a rock and a hard place. And you know what? It's just ridiculous. I think it's completely ridiculous. You're paying her rent. I just think, you know, the callers before are just, you know, self-righteous. This is 2009, for God's sake. And
I agree. If she wants to make it a business transaction, then it's a business transaction.
Well, you know, I don't think you should move in. There are places that you can go. You know, there are places for $500. And you know what? Your mom will get over it if you don't move in.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, the thing I think that irritates me the most is that mothers and fathers sacrifice, but let's focus on mothers because this is what this is about, her and her mom. And mothers sacrifice for their children for a long time, and we've had the conversation on air about children coming in and moving back with their parents before, and I just feel that, you know what, she's done her time, you know? She's done her time as a mother when it comes to taking care of you day in, day out. So what she is offering, she said, I see my daughter is in trouble, I will make her this offer, but it's an adult transaction. I'm not just taking you in so I can do your laundry and cook for you and take care of you. What I'm doing is charging you rent, but when you live in my house, for me to stay comfortable in my own home, I don't feel comfortable with you living with your boyfriend in my home. So that's what that is the regulation here. You stay in separate rooms so that you're happy, I'm happy. And what I hear from you is, well, she's mom. She should understand. I can't believe, like, there's no respect there of her as an adult woman with her own values.
And how are you going to respect your boyfriend when he moves into your mom's house? Seriously. You know what I'm saying?
You need
to but I mean, he's laid off. It's not like he's some deadbeat boyfriend. I mean, I understand
he's laid off, but would you guys do that? Would you move into...
Wait, if you have,
it wouldn't be an option for me. I would find another way.
If it was a free situation and they were completely broke, but, you know, you can find $500 a month. Like, you may have to move a few miles away from your comfort zone, but I think there are apartments to be had for not too much more than that.
It can be found. It can
you
be
know
found.
What I mean?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.